Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We're going to have a good show tonight. We got Carol Ann back, and it's going to be a good show tonight. And I decided I'm going to have everybody share an animal story, you know, like a dog or a cat. So that's what we're going to do tonight. All right, I'm going to bring Carol Ann on.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
I am good. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I decided to have everybody share an animal story tonight about their dog or cat,
okay,
the past or present, and I thought that would be fun. So,
okay.
We will take our first caller. It's a 631 area code.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my phone call.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Suzanne, Long Island. I didn't know if you were doing readings for questions or.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
But you have to share an animal story first. A pet story.
Is that an animal I had?
Yeah, it could be now or past. I thought it'd be a fun thing to do.
Oh, I had a nice cat. I had my first cat when my son was young, named Samantha. A little bit too frisky for me, but a nice cat.
What is your question?
I'm working now, but I really don't like my job, and so I applied today and yesterday online, in person and stuff, for two teacher aid jobs, one that begins with an R and one begins with an E. Do you see me getting it? The school starts, believe it or not, September 2nd.
Wow. Go ahead, Carol Ann. I hear you.
I like the E. I don't know why. Is this part-time?
I really need full-time. I'm working as a bus monitor now, but it's just not for me. And I applied.
Yeah.
I worked there years ago where the E1 and last year at the R1, I just talked to the assistant principal. She's at the R1. She said there wasn't anything right now, but they were going to forward it to personnel. And then the other one I applied online with the E, and then I called them today, but nobody was there. I left a message, and then I was going to go down in person on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I like that E1. What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, I do too. And you'll
okay.
be like a some kind of a substitute, and then you also have like a monitoring job too. I'll have you be
okay.
a monitor for something.
Do you?
Because
Suzanne, do you teach history?
I'm putting down for teacher aid, so I don't know. Not
okay.
studying.
Do you have anything to do with history?
No.
Okay, there's something about history here, so I don't know what that means. Maybe you're going to have to step in and handle
a
class.
I want to just go for teacher aid, not teacher or anything.
Okay. Well, you might go a little further. You never know. You might have to step in and monitor a class or something. What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, because I'm seeing monitoring also.
Okay.
Do you know when I'll get a call to interview?
Well, it has to be really soon. It's like within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. like monitor sometimes, just like monitor the cafeteria or monitor classrooms. Or
I don't know.
Like,
right.
Like, don't kill the messenger.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just asking. I'm not, no.
They said you're going to monitor sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so
yeah, you'll be happy.
You're going to be have more work than what you had, and you'll be in a better situation.
Great. I hope they call by next Monday. Yay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yep. And I'll talk about my dog, Missy. She smiles. She really smiles from ear to ear, and people can see that she smiles. And she knows she's a girl doggy. So
pretty.
Yeah, she's prettily marked. Okay, we'll take the next 205. Hello, 205.
Hi,
where are
you
from? What's your name?
Hi, Kelly Jo. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. And I haven't had a pet in a while. My youngest, he graduated from high school in 16, so it's been a while. But we did have a pet cat that when we moved in here to when I purchased this home back in 07, she was pretty much here. And so we did take her in. Now, she was a frisky something and pretty much demanding. We did not make her an inside house cat, but she would, when we would go out to feed her, or I would say me, she would rub up on me a lot and almost demand me to... to pick her up or rub her. And when I didn't, she would kind of claw at me. And I thought, why are you trying to bite the hand that feeds you? So she was something serious. But the sad thing with her is she ended up, someone in my neighborhood hit her. But I have been told, when some reading, she would come up in my reading. So I hope I treated her well when she was here. I hope that was the sign that I treated her good.
And she liked you, the pet, or she loved your energy. That's why she was like trying to grab you with her claws, because come here.
Yes, I couldn't get in the door without her trying to pull me back out there. And I thought, oh, my goodness, calm down.
So what's your question?
And Kelly Jo, it's just funny that I managed to get on the show today. You were on another show about 2-3 weeks ago, and I was trying to find the show that you were on, but it was with a young man. It was a very good show, and I asked the question about an ex that I just can't seem to get rid of. It's been 2.5 years since we were in a serious relationship for 5 years, and as soon as I think he's gone, then he's back again texting me.
Well, I know what I told you last time, so I'll let Carol Ann answer this one.
Yes, because I tried to go back to that show and listen.
It's the social psychic, and you can go back to their old podcast. It's on Blog Talk Radio, so you can look it up and find that show.
I've tried, but I think because the show started maybe 15 minutes or 12 minutes, or I don't know, but he has yet to post it. I've been looking for it and going back, and it's not on there. So that's why I called today to find out what was said again. Why will he not leave me alone? I think that was my question. Why will he not go away?
You have to block him.
Well, because you don't allow it. You aren't using limitations and boundaries. He'll only be there if you allow it.
I haven't allowed it. I don't answer his texts. I haven't seen
him. You got to block him. Block it.
I blocked them. I blocked the messages, spam block, blocked them. I spam blocked them and blocked a number. And what happened, the way I know that he's texting again is because this one, my old phone went out on me and I had to get a new phone. And I didn't have everything blocked because, you know, the new phone. And it happened to just pop up a text from him about a week and a half ago. I was like, oh, my God, what is, oh, my God, he's still texting. And that's what made me call. But I did all of those things and even threatened that I would.
Well, you don't have to answer it. You know, that's what blocking is about. And even if it comes through, we block it. You don't have to answer it. You have to start again.
Yeah, okay.
Don't answer them and don't even think about it.
Okay.
An X is an X for a reason. Don't go back and go over old territory. It's not worth it.
Absolutely.
Personal opinion.
Yeah, he's been an X for 2.5 years, and that's the way I wanted to stay with him. I was just, you know, I didn't know
why
he wouldn't go away. Yes.
You block him. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Ah, 216. Whoops, what did I do?
Hello?
Wait. Yeah, I goofed up.
Hello?
775, right?
Yes. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. What's your
name?
What's your question?
My name is Wendy from California. Do you want a cat story or my question?
Yeah, a cat, dog, whatever.
Okay. My beloved brother owned a cat named Joe. He was a tabby. He jumped on my lap, and I looked him in the eyes, and I said, "Are you a cat?" And he nodded up and down.
Aww. Oh, neat.
Aww. So I just thought. So
what's your
cute.
Question, hon?
Well,
he sounds quite
the
personality.
Thank you. I am going to get a new doctor. I'm hoping it'll be a doctor by the first name of Holly with red hair from Louisiana. I'm in California, though. Or will it be doctor with the first name of Sarah or a different doctor? And will I be much happier with my new doctor, and will it be soon?
Yes.
Definitely going to be a female.
Okay, and will it be one of the doctors I said, or a different doctor, and will I be happy for many years with this new doctor?
I like the red hair.
Uh-huh. She used to live in Louisiana. She's a very popular doctor, so I'm waiting for her to come back as available. So if I go with Holly, will I be happy with her for many years?
Yeah, I almost feel like you're going to see two with her, like, or a practitioner as well. You'll see two women. One is, correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly Jo, but I feel like one is the doctor, one is the nurse practitioner.
Yes.
And you're going to be comfortable with both.
Okay, and that'll be for many years, then, I hope.
Yes. Yes.
I would think
hopefully
so.
For the rest of my life. And will this change happen soon?
September.
Yeah, by October.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good,
well,
good luck
you
to you and stay
much.
In good health.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. I don't know if I did 205. I'm going to try it again because I goofed up. Hello.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Whoops. All right. Operator error. Mm-hmm. Okay, 216. Hello.
Hi, Kelly Jo. Hello, both of you. How are you tonight?
Good.
Thank you.
You got an animal story?
That's why I called you tonight, about an animal. yes, I'm a foster mom. I rescue dogs. And, they're all so cute. You could sit there all day. I'm a dog lover, more so than a cat, but I like cats, too. I'm fostering a dog right now, His name is Cooper. Can you pick up anything on this sweet little guy? And I you want to hear something cute? He's afraid of toilet flushing. Every time the toilet flushes,
oh, how
runs,
funny.
And he's huge. It is, but I just love this little guy, this big guy, so much. Can you pick up
You're
anything?
You're
going to
end up adopting him. He wasn't fed well, and he don't like loud noises. Loud noises will flip him out. You'll watch him jump vertical.
The vacuum, you're right. The vacuum he doesn't like either.
Oh, right. It just, and somebody, a man terrorized him with the vacuum.
It had to be.
Yeah, my dog doesn't like anything.
Like, what's that?
I said my dog doesn't like it. She's afraid of everything. Really.
Such a
then they
kind of
are
dog.
Like that, so. But he's going to be okay.
Yes.
He's a very loving dog. Is, oh, my God, he's a
cutie
pie.
Is he three colors?
No, actually, he's one. He's a golden doodle.
Oh, he's a golden doodle. Okay.
But the bigger size, the bigger one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can pick up on?
I feel like he's going to be running your life like my Marley did. My Marley was a big dog. And they like to run your life, so you will be subservient to this beautiful dog, and he just loves you. So if he doesn't stay with you, he really likes women. He likes ladies, and he seems to listen better, but there might be a guy in his life, too. So maybe it'll be a couple. If it's not you, it'll be a couple.
That's what I was trying to tell. I live in a condo. He's too big for my condo.
Yeah,
and he needs a farm with a backyard. And I've already found a great adopter. She's a woman, and I had to pick the right person because I just love this dog. He's touched my heart so much. Is the person adopting him going to be good for him? That's all that matters to me. I just want him to be happy.
Yeah, they'll have a good relationship.
Yeah. There is a man somewhere in her life.
You're probably right.
A boyfriend.
And a boyfriend or something, or a brother or something, because he will start to trust men because of that. Because of that gentleman. So very loving. Very loving, freewheeling, and just what he needs.
I will keep him if I could, but I just can't. I just want to get him a good home. I've had him for about 2 weeks now, and I've gotten chubby. I put him back to normal weight. I spoiled him, but he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Just touched my heart. I mean, you can.
He's going to be fine, honey.
Just so when he's eating and he doesn't bite, that's the kind of dog I'm talking about. He is just the sweetest dog.
No, he's a good boy.
But he's going to be
good
okay
luck
with
him.
The new adopter. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, both. Thank
good
you
luck.
So much. Thank you.
Let's see. I like those big dogs.
Oh, yeah, they're so cool. Let's see. Where am I? 914. Hello, 914. What's your name? Where are you from?
Thank you so much. Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm from New York.
And do you have an animal story to share?
I do. I lost my my dog when I was 10, and I've been allergic to pets ever since. So I think it's related. I never got over it, I guess. But, yeah, and I'll run up to dogs all the time and hug them and pet them, and I'll be full of hives within 2 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's your question?
There are two people I'm considering for a project collaborating with me in order to get it off the ground. One is a woman. Her initials are CS. And the other is a man. His initials are AI. I was wondering if you see one of them or both of them possibly working out.
Female.
Really?
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. How wonderful.
If I may say, there seems it feels female to me because the other guy feels, no offense, but he feels a little bit more, I'm it. You know, he's going to try to be the boss of you, in a way. He's going to, is my feeling. He's not going to play nicely.
Yeah.
He's going to kind of bully his way around or something. I just, something is unattractive about it. But the girl, I think, is the cheerleader. So that's a good thing. And it doesn't mean you can't have other males in the future. But this one kind of feels, I don't think he works. I don't think he plays well with others. That's my feeling. What do you say, Kelly?
Yeah, I don't even see her working with him. I see another older gentleman down the road, and then doing like two projects. But right now, him, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to sing that song, Carly Simon's You're So Vain, for some
reason.
Wow.
You know,
okay, there's your answer.
And the few exchanges we've had, I get that. Yeah, that put it in perspective for me. Yeah.
Okay, there you go, hon.
Oh, good luck.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Okay. 773. Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi. My name's Elizabeth, and I'm from Illinois. How are you?
I am good. How are you tonight? You got an animal story?
I guess I do. I mean, I had a little dog when I was little. And I only had him for a few minutes, and I named it Heidi. I still dream about that dog. But my mom couldn't take care of it, so puppy in, puppy out. But I still miss it. And and I have a cat now named Provolone. He's a real sweet cat. And very tolerant. I've never had a pet since, so he is super tolerant. I think he's getting a lot of karma from being my pet this year.
Aw, he loves you.
So what's your question?
Well, with so much going on in flux, everything in my life is in flux, so I don't really have my job has been furloughed, but I'm looking for just some information. My house situation, my landlord doubled my rent, and I feel like he's being shady. My job is weird. Everything is so weird. I don't know. I think I would love to have some sort of information come in, whatever you feel like.
Well, your job, you're going to change your job. You are going to end up breaking lease because he's raising the rent. He'll raise it more and more and more and put different monies, like for higher rent, higher money for water, cable, all that. So you're going to end up probably moving within a month and a half.
I feel you might be sharing with someone until you find a place, or you're going to stay there. You may be sharing. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's kind of what I get, is that there is more than one person there. So it might be renting a house with a couple of people or something as a temporary situation that might become permanent. Don't know. I know you like your own space, but this feels more financial until you get yourself back on your feet. So it may be a layaway. It may be a step to this and then a step to something else. Okay? So I'll throw that in there.
Okay.
But you're going to probably stabilize, by the end of the year.
Yeah. May take you a little bit to get yourself straightened out, your new job, a new place. It'll work out. And actually, sometimes when we go through these things, the outcome is better than we could have expected. But there's always something good comes out of it. It's sort of like spirit trying to force you out. And I think you're going to forge new friendships is what I get. And a new surrounding, a very beautiful surrounding. And something where something is very clean. I don't know what that means, but also I feel more of an interaction with people where you really get to use the skills that you have. Much better for you. Much better. So let's pray for that one, okay? Good luck
to
you.
So it's like a blessing in disguise.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
So even though I signed the lease, I end up breaking it?
Yeah, you won't go to hell. Believe me, I've done it.
Right.
You'll live.
It's going to be okay.
Honestly.
Can I ask another real quick question? A second question. So I just ended a relationship that was really topsy-turvy for me.
Yay!
Yeah, and it took a lot for me to finally, this person kept asking to come back into my life, and I kept allowing it. I just got so confused about his energy versus my energy, but my gut was saying, no, he's toxic. I was wondering what you pick up on that.
Well, you did the right
thing. I said, yay.
So it's done. Bada boom,
it's
bada
done.
Bing.
It's over and done.
Move on.
Yeah, that's
right
the
on.
Way to go. Don't second guess yourself.
Singing the Frozen
there's
song, let it go,
coming.
Let it go.
Yep, much better
there you
coming.
Go.
Much
there's
better.
Answer.
Nice gentleman coming. Yep.
You're going to
yeah.
get out of
much.
Your rut. That's what universe is doing.
Yeah.
You've been in a rut for four
yeah.
years, and you're going to...
Yeah, move on.
The universe is shoving you out of the nest. So flap your wings and fly.
Yep.
I love
just
it.
Just like a little birdie.
All right.
Good luck to
thank
you.
You. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
It's funny you said that, Kelly Jo, because I saw this little robin get thrown
yep,
out
of the nest, and it's flapping its wings.
Yep.
You and I see the same things.
Yep. pardon me.
Let's see. 520. Hello.
Thank you. Hi. Hi to you both. Thank you. This is Lisa calling you, and I'm so happy to speak with you. Thank you.
Do you have a critter story?
Yes, I have had a few dogs in my lifetime, and one dog that I was, I had, her name was Katie, and we rescued her from the animal shelter. She was a mature dog, a Cocker Spaniel, and she, I was starting to practice meditation, and I became aware in one of my sleep meditations, I became very crystal clear that I was traveling out of my body, and she came into focus in front of my face, and she just kind of closed her eyes and looked the other way. So I saw her, and I was traveling, and yeah, so that's what I recall.
Neat. Our animals do astral with us. They will travel in our dreams together.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so clear, though. Her face was so clear, like I could touch her face. I felt like she saw me, and she probably remembered it when her, later on, hours later, I thought.
So what's your question?
Well, I am on a life journey, another chapter, and I can't say chapter two because I've had many chapters, I guess, but so I'm ending one chapter and moving on. And do you see that actually taking place? Because it seems like when I take two steps forward, then something happens where I have to deal with it. And I haven't actually physically relocated. And do you see it happening before the end of fall, if it is happening indeed?
Well, I see west. They're telling me west.
Okay.
Mm. December to March.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I just wanted to say to you, you know, we make plans and God laughs. So it's sort of one of those situations. You keep making these plans and they're right. They're really not the right ones.
Yeah.
So for you. And that's why I tell you, I've done this. I've done this dance a few times. And I'm like, why isn't this working out? Because there's something better. That's why. So you have to, you know, we hold on to our wishes. Like, that's going to make it so. God has another plan. So, but it will definitely be a change for the better. And I kind of get December through March. So I hope that's helpful. Kelly, what do you get?
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
And you're going to work out better than what you think. So...
Right.
But quit trying
right.
to control everything. You got to learn to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah,
all
right.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
You know, it's so funny when we try to make decisions and we think we know what we need to do, and to have those, it's like stumbling blocks in the way. I think that's how you kind of know it's not the right way.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes universe will pick you up by your hand and stick you where you need to be. It's like you keep trying to skip stepping stones, and they'll plop you right back to the first stepping stone till you get all the lessons, because you can't skip lessons.
true.
And it's, you know, sometimes you've got to, you know, you have wonderful surprises happen. And that's the neat thing about the universe. So.
Yeah.
Okay, 8. I can't read that. Hold on. 863. Let's try this. I'll let you go first. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay, hi. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hello. Well, I haven't had a dog in, well, it's been 8 years already. I have a Springer Spaniel. She lived to be 15. And
that's old for them.
It's been a long time where I live now. The landlord says no go on the pets, so... Unfortunately, I've thought about, having a pet because, it gets lonely. I'm, sneaking up 159 and it's like, a little lonely here. So anyway, what I was calling about is if you see any potential employment opportunities coming up for me or anything around, employment or...
Go ahead, Carolyn.
What's hospital? What is hospital? Did you work for a hospital? Have you been in the hospital? What's hospital?
There's one not far from me. I thought about applying over there before. I didn't think I had the qualifications for the jobs that were available.
Well, they'll put you into admin, check-in, just kind of hairy, but patient registration and stuff like that. You might like it. It's dealing with insurances, and once you kind of get that experience with doing that, it's something with a lab, so it might be registering people for lab work and for MRI and kind of stuff. I think more like labs, so that's a possibility. They always need people, and usually people stay there. With those jobs, they're okay. I did it for many years. It's not a bad job. Get a little hairy, but some of it's phone work and some of it's in person. Most of it's probably phone work right now. So I would give it a shot.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, and they're close by too, so that would be really nice not to have to, commute. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Another thing that I'm getting also, you might like hospice too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You might be arranging for people to go into hospice.
Right.
You might be making arrangements for people.
Right.
So
okay.
Why not?
It's
a good job generally, and, the hours usually for that kind of work are Monday through Friday, so that's pretty good. So give it a shot.
Okay. Okay.
Good luck to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
415. Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Anne from California.
Anne, do you have an animal story?
An animal story.
Did you ever have a pet?
Same thing.
Pet that you... It could be when you're
probably.
A kid, whatever.
My first one, my very first dog and very first cat I remember from preschool, and they were my favorite. His name was Punky. He was the runt of the litter, and my mom named him Punky.
Neat.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Lots of kisses.
So what's your question?
And then that cat lived to age 14. And
wow.
then all
wow.
the cats after that kind of died quickly because we had a woods behind our house. So they kept running across the street to go into the woods.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But my question, I don't know if I could do more of a general just about the rest of August. I'm unemployed, so things I could focus on for August to move on to the next anything.
Well, keep a positive attitude, and I see you doing like paperwork. So
no,
yeah, September. September sounds good.
Yeah.
But you're putting your ducks in a row. You know, just do it. Just take it. What I kind of get is a feeling here is just take it, because it'll lead to something else.
Okay.
I don't know if that sounds right, but that's kind of what I get. I would take it.
Yeah.
Because it's a start.
Right.
It won't be unpleasant. You know, it may not be like brain surgery, but it's not going to be unpleasant. And it'll lead to something else.
Yeah.
Bigger.
With good people. You know, that's an important thing.
Yeah.
Good people around you.
You'll be fine. September, October. Very good.
Great.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. 772.
Hi, Carol Ann. Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Jill from Florida.
Hi, Jill.
Two of my favorite people.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. So my dog story is, we have a dog and her name, and this was she was named before we got her. Her name was Isis. She was a Yorkie Maltese, and my husband used to practice his putting golf, and he taught her how to pick up the ball and bring it to him.
Oh, wow.
She would bring the ball to him after he would put it down in the living room. So
wow.
He trained her well. She was a great little dog. We lost her about 6 years ago, but she lived till she was 12. So
wow.
Okay. So yeah, she was. I grew up with Labradors and Golden Retrievers, so this was a tiny dog we had. My question is, even though my mom is sick, she's been working, and she works in the party planning industry. And last week they laid her off because, of course, there's no parties. And I want to see what you see for her. And she also, they owe her a lot of money. They took it out illegally out of her check, and she's going to ask them for it. And I want to see what you see with that.
Go ahead first, Carolyn.
Oh, man, I knew you were going to make me go first. Okay, Jill.
Well, we're flipping back and forth. If you want me to go first, I'll go first.
You go first because she
all
hasn't
right.
had
she's
going
to have to
you.
Fight for it. Call the head guy. There's an older guy there. Tell him.
Uh-huh.
She will get it back.
Mm-hmm. Victory. I get the word victory. But it is going to be a little bit of a struggle, but there will be a victory there. You know, she is a fighter. She's not going to go down without a fight on anything.
No, she is.
This is who this woman is. Yep. And she has no plans of going anytime soon. And even though her test results are not that great, she is so stubborn. It would be amazing to me if she went really quickly, because she's very stubborn. I don't think she wants to give in. In a way, she's kind of afraid to go because she doesn't know what waits for her. And even though she's put her toe in the heaven pool there a couple of times, she's kind of thought about it. There's a little fear factor there, but she's going to be fine. She's got a lot of people waiting for her. So whenever she decides to let go. But, you know, she's not real good at letting go.
No. She's gripping the earth with her toes.
Yeah. She's a pisser, I'll tell you.
Oh,
I know it's tough for you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's going to do something until she's getting ready to do it.
Yep.
That
so
goes with everything in life.
Yeah, she's quite a character.
She
so
is.
She'll be fine. She's going to get her money.
She's going to rip that guy up.
Oh, yeah.
Up and down and up and down, man. He's going to know he's been ripped.
Do you see an attorney getting involved, or she's going to do it on her own?
Well, first she'll do it on her own, then she has a good attorney. They'll make him pay.
Yes, she does.
So.
Okay, great.
So if she threatens it'll be over.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Derp. There we go. And we got one more. 754. Hello, 754.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
This is Lori from Florida. Thanks
Hi,
for
Lori.
Taking my call.
You're
Hi.
Welcome.
I have a cute animal story. We have a little sweet, sweet female chihuahua. And lately, once a month, she'll take all of her toys and put them in her bed like she's taking care of her babies. She
Aww.
Won't come out of the bed. She usually sleeps with us all the time. But during this time, she will not leave the babies except
oh, wow.
get up and
That's
go to the
cool.
bathroom. I've never seen that
yeah.
before in a dog, and I've had dogs my whole life. And she's
mm-hmm.
never been
I
pregnant, so maybe that's her way of telling us she wants to be a mommy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
She's nesting.
I don't know. She's nesting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wants to have puppies then.
She feels the tug, you know. She feels the pull.
Yeah.
She doesn't realize what's involved, you know. But she feels
right?
the pull. And she just likes the company. Right. She just likes to take care of little munchkins. That's what she likes. Makes it.
Yep.
She makes
Aww.
Her happy. Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is, for the longest time, every now and then, I feel a presence around me, whereas, like, if I sleep on the couch, I actually felt the couch indent, like somebody sat down. Just before waking up in the morning, I'll feel, like, something light go over my legs. Sometimes I feel my pillow indent, like somebody
mm-hmm.
was right there. And they're leaving as I awaken. I don't know who or what that is.
You're good
you
at that,
go
Kelly.
First? Well, what I'm seeing is now the person sitting next to you on the couch is your mom. But you're getting, are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
All right. That is the spirit of your new mate.
Oh,
really?
You always meet them in spirit before you meet them in physicality. It's nothing
wow.
to be frightened of, but you're very psychic and aware yourself. So sometimes you have PK energy. So you're dreaming this and you're manifesting it.
Wow. That's interesting because
wow.
I've always thought maybe it was my angels. Because I've always felt like
no, they don't
I've
do
been
that.
Watched.
No.
Well, your guides, guardian angels are with you forever. You know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. what do you get, Carol Ann?
I have an older gentleman here for her.
Maybe my dad.
Like
but
I
this was
like
happening
dad
before my parents passed.
Okay.
I can actually feel like somebody sitting down next to me. It indents, and you know, I feel the presence.
Grandparent.
One of my grandparents. Yeah.
Yeah, grandparent. Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol Ann, for coming on, and I always enjoy having you. And what do you have coming up?
What do I have coming up? Let's see. Well, Thursday night is my show in the Psychic Flow. Thursday night, YouTube, Spreaker, Spotify, Facebook on Goldilocks Productions. And I will be having Pam Silver Eagle, who is going to be, she's a radio show host, new radio show host, and she's going to be very interesting. So we are going to have her on as our guest, and we have a full month of August and September, and can't wait. We have you coming up soon, Kelly Jo, I think, too, don't I? Have you
September.
Coming up in September? Yeah.
Yep.
So can't wait for that. And that's about it at the moment, you know, doing readings and, you know, I actually even put lipstick on for some of these face times.
Cool.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So Let me see. When am I? Oh, I have you on September. Kelly Jo will be on September 10th at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and I'm looking.
I can't wait.
Forward to that. And
good, good. Oh.
And I'm getting ready to have my biscuits and tea again the 24th. I'm going to have Jason on. But Carol Ann,
oh,
tune in because she has really good shows and they're interesting people. And see you guys all in the future, and thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.